Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. Every athlete knows there's rarely a time where they're fully recovered, completely pain-free, or without some niggle that they're managing. The best you can hope for is that on the days that it matters most, you're as close to 100% as possible. That might be for a big championship match or strength testing day or for race day, but the rest of the time, you're probably going to be walking that fine line between pushing yourself enough to maximize progress, but not so much as to cause injury. At the high end, there may even be times where you have to play hurt, meaning that there are times where you have to get the sessions in spite of the fact that you're feeling sore or fatigued. For example, are you going to miss the championship final because you've a small sprain in your ankle, or are you going to wrap it up and accept that it's not getting the rest it needs? It's a balance that everyone has to decide on for themselves. For me, as part of this marathon prep, I've been dealing with a pain in the back of my heel. At the moment, it's nothing serious, but I'm aware that every mile I put in on it risks making it worse. The smart thing to do would be to stop running until it gets better. But given the goal that I'm going for, I'm pretty sure a week or two of training would mean certain failure on race day. So with that, we push on, knowing the risks, but also knowing that pushing beyond previous boundaries requires such risks. This is not advice to train through injury, but rather to highlight the reality that most athletes face at some point along the road to achieving their athletic goals. With that said, another solid week of training put in, one session with fast 2 mile intervals, a second session of 6 miles, including 4 miles at marathon pace, and a 20 mile long run to finish out the week. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.